Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood. But I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you for joining me. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we are so grateful for your listening. We are so grateful for your support. Well, I want to thank you in advance. We are a listener-supported ministry. And so, you know what? Keep me on the radio, folks. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, my sermon today is trust him. Why don't you just trust him? You know, a lot of times I hear a lot of people say, I don't know, it's just so hard. You know, I said, no, you got to trust him. You know, I go way back in my mind where God has shown himself to me over and over and over and over. I'm going to take you back, way back. My husband had been killed, raising my two children. I just got saved. I'm serving Jesus. I had quit my other job so I could serve God because they were trying to keep me out of church and it was just a really bad environment. And I said, okay, I'm going to quit my job. I had saved enough money for about a year. So I ended up even moving. I said, I'm going to move. I'm going to rent me a little teeny, I called it a matchbox house studio with my two kids because I'm going to get closer to God. I'm going to get closer to the church. I just want to serve God. I've got to cut all my old friends loose, got to do all that stuff. So I'm serving God. I'm just loving Jesus. And then finally, I move into a little bit bigger house, and I'm not too far from the church, and I'm serving God, loving Jesus. But finances are starting to go down. And I'm thinking, oh, no, what am I going to do? And so I started saying, okay, I need to go out and get a job, and I got to do this and do that. So I'm planning everything, but things weren't just happening like I wanted them to. And so here I am, single mom, two little kids, looking at me with those big old brown almond-shaped eyes. Mom, what are we going to eat? You know, and they're going on and on, and I'm saying, don't worry. So I go in my room, and I sit at the foot of my bed and I am just in tears. I'm just emotional right now. And I'm crying and I'm saying, God, you know, you got to help me, you know, please help me. And so I'm praying and praying and praying. And then I go out and I find what little we had in the cupboard. And, you know, when you learn how, you can kind of do magic with macaroni and cheese. You know, so I'm working my magic with macaroni and cheese and trying to find whatever else I could find in the cupboard. And the following day, it's winter, it's cold, the snow's about 8 to 12 inches, and it's the fresh snow, and I've got my kids there, and, you know, all of a sudden my son goes to the front door, and he starts screaming, Mom, 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 come up here, Mom. I said, close that door. We're not eating outside. No, Mom, you got to look. You got to see. I said, what? So I go to the front door, and I stand at the door, and I look out, and there are maybe 17 to 20 bags of groceries. I just was so shocked. I just looked at the, I wanted to just run and go cry is what I wanted to do. And I looked and I thought, where'd these come from? I thought to myself, did somebody deliver these by accident to the wrong house? Oh my gosh. And then my son, by this time, my son's already going through the bags. Mom, look, Oreo cookies, my favorite. Look, Mom, vanilla ice cream. Hey, Mom, look, it's my favorite. They knew my favorite. And finally, I just say, okay, bring the bags in. And so I go in my room and I said, bring the bags in. Be careful. Don't break anything. So they bring the bags in. I go to my room and I'm crying. I'm just crying. God, thank you so much. I thank you, Jesus. I don't know how to thank you, Lord. I don't know where they came from, Lord. Who gave those to us? So I get up, wipe my face and, you know, don't look like I'm crying. I fix something for the kids and I start putting everything away and I'm just in tears. But you know what? To this day, I still do not know who brought those groceries. To this day, I never knew. I believe God sent an angel to go shopping and drop the groceries off. And I'm telling you what, I have seen God do miracle after miracle after miracle. Another situation that happened, you got to trust God. You got to listen to me, listener. You got to remember, single mom. So now I'm going to church. I love God. I'm getting ready for church. My daughter says, hey, Mom, can I go ask Joy if she wants to come to church? And I said, sure. Now, where my house was, it was a pretty busy road called Platte Avenue. And it had an overpass on it. So I said, don't go on the main road. Go over the overpass. Because, you know, it's easier for her not to get hurt. She goes, okay, Mom, I'm going to take my bike. I'm going to go ask her. And I said, well, hurry up. We got to come back. Get ready for church. We don't want to be late. So she jumps on her bicycle. Hardly anyone ever goes on that overpass. Hardly ever. So she's riding her bike. She goes to cross the street on her bicycle. And a car comes flying 60 miles an hour around that curb. Hits my daughter. My daughter goes down into the street and he hits her just right smack on the side and throws her about 50 feet all the way down the road. Now, you have to remember, okay, so Joy comes out of the house. She hears the screeching of the car and she realizes what happened. She sees Kawiya's, my daughter's bike in the road. He hit her so hard, hit her so hard that left her boots in the ground. I mean, sitting on the thing and hit her so hard she went out of her boots, thrown 50 feet. So Joy comes flying as fast as she can and she goes, you gotta come, we had an accident, somebody, we had an accident. I'm telling you what, I flew 90 miles an hour, barefooted and all, and I ran across, jumped over the rail there, and I looked and there was my daughter, nobody was around, and she was lying down halfway on the curb with her legs and her head in the street, and I look at her, and I go to her head, and her eyes are going in the back of her head, and I hold her head, and by this time, my son has already caught up with me, and he goes, Mom, look at her leg, Mom, and I said, Sam, be quiet. I said, somebody get an ambulance. Somebody, I said, Joy, go have somebody call an ambulance, please. And I looked at my daughter. I said, Kuya, are you, listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. Her eyes are rolling. I said, look at me. Look at me. You're going to be okay. And I looked at her leg, and her leg, the back of her, one of her legs was probably 7-inch slash and wide open, about 4 inches open. But what I didn't know was when the guy hit her so hard that it literally took off the leather off of her bicycle seat. It literally skinned the leather off of her bicycle seat. And the leather ended up in the gap of the sore that kept her from bleeding to death. Now, I know that sounds really bizarre. And so I'm holding my daughter. I mean, she's there. I'm not picking her up because they said, don't pick her up. And I'm praying in the spirit. Oh, God, I'm crying. I'm weeping. It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. My son is about to panic. The ambulance comes. The fire department comes. I tell him she's got a gap on her leg. She had her motor nerves were turning. Her arms were twisting weird. I mean, it hit her head, and her back was so scratched and scraped. And so they take her and they put her in the ambulance. I jumped in the ambulance as well. And we go down to the hospital. And you know what? When the doctor takes her in and they take her right away in to clean up her wounds, and the doctor said, I can't believe this is a miracle. He said, I don't know if you believe in miracles. I said, I believe in miracles. I said, I'm a prayer warrior. He said, if it had not been for the leather seat, the skin of the leather seat literally was ripped off and acted like a giant Band-Aid on the gap that was this big. And that gap was completely sealed. And what a miracle that was. Now, they said she would, it also dented her hip so bad that her, I don't want to give too much information here, poor thing, she'll say, Mom, that's too much information. Her buttocks on one side was hit so hard that she literally had a complete dent all the way to the bone. But you know what? They said she'd never be able to walk normal. She would never be able to have her motor nerves normal. But you know what? Let me tell you something. I know this sounds so bizarre. Oh my gosh, it just makes my hair stand up when I think about it. So a couple weeks later, my daughter gets out of the hospital, and I take her home. And she's lying in bed, and I have to help her with a, what do you call those little potties, bedpan. And so I'm helping her, and I'm shampooing her hair there in the bed, and I'm cleaning her up and changing her sheets. And then the doctor said her medication came in. You have to go get her medication. I said, okay. So my daughter was there. I think she was probably, what was she, 11? About 11 years old, and my son was about 12, 12 and a half. And I said, okay, kids, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to run right to the store, and I'll be right back. And my son said, Mom, what's his name? He's picking me up. I said, okay. And I looked at my daughter. I said, are you going to be okay? It'll only be gone 10 minutes. The store's right down the street. She goes, I'm okay, Mom. Go. I said, okay. So I jump in my car, and I go down the street. I go get the medicine. I come back. And my daughter is standing in the front room. And I looked at her, and the panic of a mother is like, what are you doing up? Go lay down. You're not supposed to be walking. What's going on? She goes, no, Mom, you'll never believe what happened. I go, get in the bed. Where's your walker? Where's the crutches? Where's the chair? And, you know, and I'm just in a panic. And she goes, Mom, calm down. I said, what happened? She goes, no, Mom, you'll never believe what happened. When you left, I prayed in the bed, and I said, Jesus, can you please come in my room? Can you please heal me? She said, Mom, I was laying there, and I looked at the foot of my bed. She goes, I didn't see a face or a body. I just saw a light. I saw this light shine so bright, and I looked, and I tried to see, and all of a sudden, it just touched me from the tip of my toes. It went all the way up to my hips, and I just felt like something happened to me, Mom, and I felt like I heard, get up, and I got up. I said, what? And then me, like the disciples, go lay down. And then she goes, Mom, you didn't hear me. Jesus healed me. You know, from that day on, she walked normal. Nothing at all. Yes, she still has the massive scar. Yes, she still has a little bit of the scars on her back from the scraping. Yes, she still has other scars from the impact of that car. But you know what? To trust God in every situation. And that's only two. Can I tell you, our God is able, if we're willing to trust Him, He will always, always have the victory. What seems like the worst trial, what seems like the worst thing in the whole wide world, if you just hold on. And when we come to Christ and we take on His name, we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He created all. Everything was made by Him, and with Him, nothing existed. God Almighty has given us His plan for our tomorrows. Do you know my daughter has never forgotten what Jesus has done? And today, she's a vocalist. The girl can sing. She helps lead worship. She's an amazing singer and vocalist and sings all to Jesus and loves God. You see, Jesus' word is so powerful. From the start to the finish, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. See, God has opened our eyes to His map. He has a map from Genesis to Revelation. His plans are all written out. You've got to trust Him. Hundreds and hundreds of prophecies fulfilled the day that Jesus died on the cross, the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb. You see, there's nothing new to God. Your situation that you're going through, that's nothing new to God. You may be going through a terrible time right now. You may be going through sickness. You may be going through a divorce. You may be going through job loss. Can I tell you, stop. You've got to get a hold of your heart like I did, and you got to trust God, you know, because God always has a plan from the beginning of time. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he says, I like how the devil thought he could deceive and he could take charge of Adam and Eve. And yes, we know what happened in the garden, but God had a plan. Why? Because God immediately went right in there and he said to the serpent, he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He made a plan immediately for Jesus. He was talking about the seed of Mary, and that seed, he, Jesus, shall bruise your head, your authority, and you shall bruise his heel. You see, the devil thought he made it. He thought he got over on Adam and Eve, but God had a plan of redemption for you and I, and that plan was fulfilled in John chapter 19, verse 18, where they crucified him, the two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Can I tell you, it didn't matter what the devil thought he was going to do. Jesus always has a plan. Exodus chapter 12, verse 46, in one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of its bones. He's talking about Jesus. That's a foreshadow of Jesus on the cross, the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. In John chapter 19, verse 36, for these things were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled, that not one of his bones shall be broken. That was a foreshadow from Exodus all the way to the book of John, where Jesus himself, in Psalms chapter 2, verse 2, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Oh my goodness. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter what the wicked says. It doesn't matter what the wicked does. We serve the King of Kings. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. In Mark chapter 15, it says, immediately in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Boy, they thought they were doing something, huh? Boy, that we got that Jesus. Oh, no, they didn't. Psalms chapter 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groanings? The psalmist David said those words. Again, that was a foreshadow fulfilled later on in Matthew chapter 27. God has his plan written out, folks. Matthew chapter 27, you are not an accident. It's not coincidence. You see, God, he knew what was going to happen with my daughter when she rode that bicycle. God knew what was going to happen when the doctors went in there. God was showing himself real, even to the doctors. Oh my goodness, the leather seat. I can't believe this. And that's just one story. But in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? No, Jesus said that on the cross. Why? That it would be fulfilled. The prophecy had to be fulfilled. Oh my goodness, Psalms chapter 22, the psalmist once again gives a prophetic word without even realizing he's given a prophetic word about Jesus. The map of God is fulfilled. Psalms 22 verse 6 says, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. Psalmist David wrote that. Well, what did Jesus say? Well, Matthew chapter 27, verse 39, and those who passed by blasphemed Jesus, wagging their heads and saying, hey, you who destroyed the temple and built it up in 3 days, why don't you save yourself? If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also mocking with the scribes and the elders said, ah, Jesus saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with Jesus reviled him with the same thing. Can I tell you, there's nothing new under the sun. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 says he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we, as it were, hid our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Can I tell you that God's map is perfect? You have to trust him. God has a plan for you and I that if you would just let go to let God, oh my goodness. Why have I shared just a few of these scriptures? Why? Because they have already been fulfilled. Why? Because we can be sure that every word of the Bible is true. God's word is powerful. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. Can I tell you, your human logic? Don't let it get in the way. Human logic can try to think it away. Human logic and try to make excuses for it, but I'm telling you, God's word is unmovable. God's word will live forever. God said it, that settles it. I believe it. Can I tell you, he's the healer today, he's the redeemer tomorrow, and he's the redeemer the day after. He's saving souls today, tomorrow, and forever until that final day when he says, enough, and he calls the church home, and all of a sudden, the rapture takes place, the gathering up, the taking up of the church, and then the great tribulation. Will there get people? Yes, he will even have mercy during the tribulation. But don't think all those backsliders are going to come crawling back to him. You better serve God today. You got to trust him today. Because what will happen is you'll be deceived by the Antichrist. You'll line up and say, go ahead, put that mark on my forehead. I'm hungry. Go ahead, put that mark on my hand. I got hunger pains. No, you got to serve him today. You see, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. You see, you have to make a decision to love God. I caution you against disobedience. I caution you. We're watching our land walk in disobedience. We're watching our land just kind of forsake God. Once a Christian nation, one nation under God, indivisible. Our national anthems God shed his grace on me. And take the Bible out of school, take prayer out of school. But we can see what has happened. What has it produced? It has produced vile corruption. But God has a people that have not bowed their knee to Baal. God has a people that love him. God has a people that have set themselves apart. And I pray today that you are amongst them. Can I tell you, pray with me right now. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my refuge. Father, forgive me of my stubbornness. Forgive me of my unbelief. Forgive me of my doubt and my fear. I'm so sorry, Jesus. I know you died on the cross and rose again on the third day, and I allowed the circumstances around me to shake my foundation. Please, Father, take me into your loving arms and forgive me and be my Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. You said that prayer, do me a favor. Get up to the mountain, come to church. A church alive is worth the drive. Touch from above prayer mountain every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Let's preach the word and preach it right, because Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. God loves you. You're important, and awesome is our God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with his strength. Amen. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and I am so grateful. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful, his word is living, his healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God. Holy Spirit,
flow through me. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.